It's The Guardian. I'm Regid Ahmed on Gadigal Land. Shadow Treasurer Tim Wilson made his biggest address so far when he spoke to the National Press Club on Wednesday, describing Labor's budget as an economic earthquake. Here, he speaks to political editor Tom McElroy on the Australian Politics podcast about the Liberal Party's alternative vision. Here's Tom.
I'm Tom McElroy, the political editor of Guardian Australia, recording on the lands of the Ngunnawal and Ngambri people in Canberra. The government's big sell for the federal budget has hit some turbulence this week, with anger from the start-up sector and the opposition over changes to capital gains tax and broken election promises. To talk about the backlash and the high-profile intervention from former Prime Minister Paul Keating on Thursday, my guest this week is the Shadow Treasurer, Tim Wilson. The member for Goldstein argues that Labor is knee-capping ambition in the Australian economy and its tax change proposals won't help younger people to get into the housing market. Wilson outlines his vision on an alternative way forward and defends the controversial migration policies outlined by the opposition leader Angus Taylor on housing and welfare rules. Wilson also responds to criticism that the coalition is stealing One Nation policies in order to win back disillusioned Liberal and National voters.
Well, I call her and her party the Orange Paddock of Despair because they don't actually, I think, offer a vision for Australia, which is one that seeks to work for, firstly, to get everybody to head in the same direction and to live out their best lives.
This is the Australian Politics Podcast.